my friend Mark Sutherland, who's involved in involved in Scottish politics and got some good contacts. We were talking just over a cup of coffee a few months ago, and you know, I sent him some information about the Scottish food and drink coming up, and he's always a great guy to bounce things off. And kind of came up to me with a little bit of a proposal, saying I think I can get in contact with somebody back home, and let's see if we can get it going, you know. So so I basically came up with 12 dishes representing, you know, humble rustic Scottish fare. One of the goals was to create 12 dishes that people had in their cupboards and larder in Scotland. You know, we want to make it nice and simple, nice and rustic, nice and healthy. And, you know, we gave that some thought and came up with some dishes. We presented that to the Scottish government and, you know, they gave us the okay. So we've just been having a great time filming, and it's been an amazing experience. It's been fantastic.
As we speak here in late April, two have been posted. I've never heard the term kedgeree. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah. Well, kedgeree is just it's an old Scottish dish, which basically it was the combination of the Indian culture coming into the UK. Using, you know, spices like curry and, you know, very, you know, turmeric and all these various spices that, you know, we didn't really have. But just kind of combining that with smoked haddock, rice and eggs. It's just a really nice combination between an Indian, you know, Scottish dish.
Well, it's a nice looking kitchen where you shot it in. It doesn't look like a working restaurant kitchen. Is that at your home or where?
Yeah, that's at my house. We redid the house a couple of years ago and probably put more money in the kitchen than anything else. So no, it's that shot at the house. So I think it gives a nice atmosphere. We were going to do it in one of the restaurant kitchens, but you know, our thought was, well, let's bring it home to people at home. We've really tried to, you know, make the recipes as simple as possible. But at the same time, there are some various techniques that we're using that are simple, but, you know, we don't want to scare people away. So we're trying to make sure the ingredients are perfectly balanced. All the recipes, I've tried and tested the recipes 3 or 4 times, so they are true. So I think as long as the audience, you know, follows the recipes and follows the techniques, I think they're going to have a really nice time and hopefully come up with some nice new dishes for home.
Well, part of the deal is to promote Scotland in general, but Scotland also is a tourist destination. That's one of the objectives of the website. So if you were to take, like, one of your good St. Louis chums who's never been to Scotland, back to Scotland, you had a couple of days, what would you want most to show them?
The markets in Aberdeen are just wonderful. I mean, you really do get an idea of how fresh the food is. You know, the fishmongers, the butchers, are just, I mean, they're just beautiful. You know, you're getting beautiful fresh fish, beautiful meat. You know, the farm-to-table movement that's happened in America, which has just been absolutely fantastic, and I'm very, very proud to be a part of that. But we've been doing that naturally in Scotland just for years because it's just the way it's always been. We don't necessarily have the massive grocery stores that we have in America or the distributions that, you know, that we have in America. So, you know, I would go to Aberdeen, and then head inland up through Deeside and head into the Highlands, probably about 60, 70 miles. We'd go through Bankery, which is about 18 miles inland, to the Brig of Fuach, and watch the salmon jump through the Brig of Fuach. They go upstream to spawn. And that's a really nice example of how fresh the salmon is in the area. And then you go up there, and there's beautiful little shops and, you know, restaurants and cafes. And I think within a few hours I could make you fall in love with Scottish food pretty quickly.